So happy Nintendo Direct Day, everyone. And you're probably asking, what are you talking about, Andre? I mean, the Nintendo Direct for the Switch 2 is next week on April 2nd. You're not wrong, Tim. You're not wrong. But today, last night, Nintendo shadow dropped. Hey, by the way, we're doing a Nintendo Direct today, March 27th. Random. Just a really random Direct that I didn't even consider. Like, I heard sparks and rumors about it, but I didn't think it'd be a thing. But yeah, they dropped a Direct today. Nothing crazy. There was a couple crazy things. We have Metroid Prime 4 gameplay. Samus has psychic powers, psychic abilities. She's going to possess a new alien race. New suit, which was dope to see. We got a new suit for Samus, which I think is super cool. We got a new app, Nintendo Today. It's a news app for Nintendo stuff, events, details. Nintendo even said that after the April 2nd Direct, that's going to be essentially the main source for all the Nintendo news. So that's kind of cool. That is a good thing to know. I downloaded it myself. I will be checking it out daily, seeing what it can offer, seeing if there's any cool tidbits, anything cool. Other than that, they introduce a new system they're going to be implementing. You can have virtual game cartridges. So basically, if you are in a Nintendo family, you can lend, and I'm air quoting for everyone listening on Apple Podcasts, lend your family members games for 2 weeks, and then they have to have it back or give it back. And then if you can do it on multiple Switches, it goes from one Switch to the other. It's very confusing. I myself don't really understand it, but it's, I guess, supposed to help with the whole family thing. I'm not too sure. I have to watch a video on it myself. It was all very confusing. But other than that, in my opinion, my likes, that was basically it. So nothing too cemented in my favorite things. But I mean, seeing the Metroid 4 gameplay was cool. It looks good. I'm excited for that. I believe it was late 2025 or 2025. Not too sure. But I digress. Happy Direct Day. But speaking of the Direct, as you can see for everyone watching on YouTube, got a bunch of Zelda things here. Wearing a Zelda shirt. The topic of today is why I love Zelda. And to correspond with the Direct, every Direct, I swear to God, every Direct I see on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, everywhere, people are chanting, coming together, holding hands in matrimony, ceremony, wishing that Twilight Princess and Wind Waker come to the Switch. Now, those are two of my favorite Zelda games. Slightly beating Wind Waker is Twilight Princess. As you can see, I have the Wolf Link amiibo here. Coolest amiibo that I own. But yes, every time, and I'm in that circle, I'm in that cult, I am holding hands with random people, hoping that these games come to the Switch, but they never do, and I thought this Direct would be the one. I woke up today and immediately checked my phone. I don't like that, but it was content day, so I thought, hey, I am gonna open my phone to a surprise and see it announced, and I was very disappointed, and I don't think it'll ever come to my beloved Switch, which is why I will probably just emulate it on my Steam Deck. But I digress. Two of my favorite games, and it's just every Direct, like I said, people are always hoping for some reason Nintendo's not gonna do it. I don't know why. Maybe on the Switch too, they might be like, hey, guess what, here, boom, have them. Take them. I will happily pay. If they gave me like a bundle that I had to pay with like a collector's edition or something, I would pay money. But yeah, Zelda, one of my favorite franchises, special to me, special in my heart. Once a year, I mentioned on my last podcast, I believe, once a year, I boot up Ocarina of Time and just play it. I just run it back. Sit on the couch a couple hours, run it through as fast as I can, do everything I can, maybe a couple playthroughs until I'm like bored again. But great story, man. Classic, good versus evil, bad, good. Save the princess, beat the bad guy, make friends along the way. Get the sword that can dispel evil, the Master Sword and the Hylian Shield and the Hero of Time. Great story. I don't know why it has its grip on me so hard, but it just does. And I remember the last time I booted up, I was I was playing it. My son came over and he was like, "Hey daddy, what you playing?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm playing Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time." And he's like, "What's that game?" So I explained to him. I'm like, "Well, I'm the hero called Link, and I am ripping through Hyrule trying to save this girl named Zelda, who's a princess." And I went into detail and etc., etc. And after that, he was like, "Cool, this game looks bored. I want to play something else." And I was like, "You know what? Go to your room. You're grounded, because you don't disrespect Link in this household, my friend." But no, I didn't send him to his room. But I was like, "All right, well, maybe you're a little too young." He's five. Too young to understand the phenomenon that is the Legend of Zelda. But yeah, man, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, it's up there. It is up there in one of my favorite games. And not a big fan of Majora's Mask. Hot take. Not a huge fan of Majora's Mask. I know I might get flamed for that. I apologize. It's my own opinion. Don't come at me with pitchforks, please and thank you. But moving on to Twilight Princess and Wind Waker. When I first played Twilight Princess, I was blown away. It was very different from the franchise that I knew. And I loved it. I loved the combat. I love the story. I love the OST. I love everything about this game. It has a more adult, darker tone to it, which really grasped me. There's a lot of mystery behind the game itself. A lot of lore that I've delve into, and it's a lot of fun. Next, Wind Waker, when it first came out, I thought it was childish. I thought it was kind of boring, kind of stupid, like the art style, but thought it was more for kids. As I played it, I was like, "This game's horrible. This game's kind of fun." And as I've grown older, I've learned to really appreciate it, and it's now I want to say number two, but I think Ocarina is up there. I know that Twilight, Wind Waker, and Ocarina are top three. I don't know which order for two or three. I do know Twilight Princess is number one, but excuse me. Yeah, Wind Waker and Twilight Princess are some of my favorites, but I am here to talk about Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom. Oh, actually, pardon me. Put a pin in that. I want to quickly mention something about Twilight Princess that I learned last year. I started to read the manga, the Twilight Princess manga. If you didn't know it had one, it does. I believe Ocarina has one as well. But the Twilight Princess, this is to backpack off why it's one of my favorite games. The Twilight Princess manga, highly different than the game. It's much more darker. The scene where Link and the girl who takes care of Epona, the mayor's daughter, are in the pond area, and then the village gets attacked by the goblins. In the game, Link gets hayaed in the back of the head, falls into the pond, passes out. Everyone gets kidnapped, thus starting the game. In the manga, very different. Goblins crash through the gate. Link tries to defend him and the girl and gets his arm lopped off. I'm talking ha-yeet, straight off. Falls into said pool, bleeds out, and dies. Yes. Yes. He dies, okay? The same thing happened. Everyone gets kidnapped. You see soldiers and villagers die, slaughtered. Very gory. Not very gory, but there is gore. The spirit of the forest then kind of super glues his arm back together, and then goes, "Hey man, guess what? You're not dead. You got to go save the world." And thus the story starts. And I remember reading that and I was like, "Good Lord, this is insane." And to boot, they also go into backstory with Midna. You see her before she gets turned into an imp. You see her in her Twilight world as a princess. Standing on business, you know, handling things, taking care of stuff, and then One other thing that you see is pretty cool. You see Link's backstory a little bit. You see before he came to the forest, his little world that he's in. I won't go into too much detail. I highly recommend you go and read the manga. Very cool. But now back to Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom. They are two of my favorite Zelda games. I wouldn't say top. Breath of the Wild might be above Tears of the Kingdom in top five, but they're great games. I remember when Breath of the Wild first got announced, the trailer for it broke the world. I was like, holy crap, that is so cool. What is this? And then I remember, I think I was 23, moved out for the first time. My roommate bought a Switch, came home with Breath of the Wild, and I was like, oh, I got to see the game. Cool. And the watching him play it, I was like, this is such a beautiful game. I was so enthralled that I'm like, hey, man, can I start my own save file? You're like, yeah, go for it. So I dig. Oh, I did. Pardon me. And that's when it really hit me. I was like, oh, this game is different. This is such a different take on the game that I know and the franchise I love, that it really cemented its footprint in the gaming world. And then years later, we got Twilight Princess, the sequel, the highly anticipated sequel that I think fell a bit short. Now hold the pitchforks. Let me finish. Fell a bit short. I won't go into super big detail, but for me, it felt a little deflated when I got back down to Hyrule, and I was like, oh, I've been here. You know, it was cool to have the arm and be able to mix and match different things. The story was beautiful, don't get me wrong, but other than the Sky Islands and the Underworld, I've been here. Okay, that's all I'll say. I won't go into detail, but if you haven't played it, and you are sitting on the game, please go finish it. The game is phenomenal. The story is insane. But if you put a gun to my head and say, pick one, Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom, no hesitation, Breath of the Wild. I wish I could erase it from my memory and replay it, because there's a moment that signifies it as the better of the two. Link wakes up. Link grabs pad, puts on tab, or grabs tablet, door opens. Link then leaves said cave, runs up the cliff, cutscene, beautiful horizon, new Hyrule, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. That scene, for me, signified it as the better one. Because for the first time in a long time in a Zelda game, I was like, I don't know where to go. Now I know, in Wind Waker we have the ocean. Twilight Princess, we still had Hyrule Field, and then I know in Wind Waker there was a different take on Hyrule, but this one, I felt like I knew where to go, but I didn't know where to go. You know what I mean? Like, cause I didn't even know that we were on a plateau until old man homie told me, and I was like, oh. And then when I got off the plateau, I was like, oh, now where do I go? And there is such density with the world that I almost sometimes felt overwhelmed, because I'm like, I don't know which direction to go. I could go which direction I want and still find something to do. But enough about that. I'm here to talk about the next installment that I think is going to happen. So it's been confirmed. And I really hope I'm getting this right. If I'm wrong, someone please fact check me. I recall that they are sticking with this world that they've made in Tears of the Kingdom and Breath of the Wild. They're sticking to it. Now, I've had this thought and talk with other people, fans, and I've said if they were to do a third installment of the same world, this is how I think they could do it. Now, if you've beaten Tears of the Kingdom, you know that all is good in the world, okay? I think for a third game, the gang, Link, Zelda, friends along the way, could make a boat and then leave the island that we know as Hyrule. And we've only been stuck on this giant piece of land that we know as Hyrule for two games, okay? Now, I think to really spice up and throw everyone through a loop, you let us leave the island and not come back. You take us on a grand adventure like you did in Wind Waker. Let us explore the world. Different islands, different monsters, different ecosystems, different bosses, and then culmination of one big bad. Who is it? I have no idea. I haven't got that far. I've only thought, if you really want to, I dare say, bring some fans back, because again, I know that when Tears of the Kingdom came out, a little controversy. Is it good? Is it not good? Is it boring? Is it not boring? Is this the same game with little effort? To bring those people back into the fray, you let us explore said island. You let us leave Hyrule that you've made and let us go on our own. That, I think, would entice everyone. I don't know what you would do. I don't know where you would go. I don't know who we would meet. I just think that is a thing, a factor to keep in mind, that I think would really shake up the franchise, in the sense of the franchise you've built with Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom. Not as a whole, just those. That was probably the wrong way of putting it. Shake up the trilogy, quote, air quote, that you are trying to make. Okay, that's my thought. Give us a boat. Let us go on our grand adventure. Or say if it's just you and Zelda. Just you and Zelda. Link, Zelda, a little boat, maybe a couple Koroks, maybe the homies. Who knows? All I'm saying is I think that might be a way to really throw some fun back in. That's the wrong way of saying it. Throw some life into the campfire. There you go. Blow a new breath of fresh air into the... I don't know where I'm going with this metaphor. That is how you would shake things up. There you go. I was overcomplicating that entire thing. But anyway, that's it. That's what I think. That's how I think you could really shake things up. Let me know down below what you think. If you are watching this on YouTube, I would love to know what you think. I'd love to hear the comments. I'd love to hear your thoughts, your core memories, your favorite Zelda, your least favorite Zelda, your favorite way to throw Koroks around in Tears of the Kingdom. And if you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, leave a review. Be nice. That's all I ask, please. And give the podcast a good rating. I think it helps. I'm very new to all this, so we're navigating it together. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for your time today. And I'll see you soon. Take care, much love, and Schlater.